going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever The Lucky Murray Show, live on 44 Radio and also broadcast on different streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, and also on YouTube. So I thank you guys so much for joining in and tuning into the show. This will be a weekly podcast, 30 minutes, and I want to give this to you because I feel like I have an important voice in this space and I want to be able to use it. So this has been sponsored by, let me give you the sponsors, chhnow.com. That is the latest and greatest in Christian hip hop news and media. So go check out chhnow.com and also check out 44 Radio, www.44radio.com. That's music for the soul. That's a 24/7 hour platform. This is what this platform is actually being broadcast from. So if you are loving what you're hearing, please go to 44radio.com. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about two things in particular that I think that are super important. The first thing I want to talk about is Tekashi 6ix9ine and what we can learn from Tekashi 6ix9ine. He is the rapper out of New York who has been mesmerizing the hip hop and also the music industry by his tactics. Excuse me. And also Lecrae, the big homie Lecrae. Has Lecrae actually sold out? We're going to talk about a little bit about that in the broadcast. But before we get started, man, I want to give you some hip hop news and entertainment stories to set you off to win. So Lecrae Restortion, shout out to Lecrae Restortion, has sold 10,000 units. It was roughly around 4,000 units sold physically. And that report came from The Crew's Hip Hop Corner. That is a popular CHH YouTube platform. So the link will be in the description if you're watching this on YouTube. If not, go to The Crew's Hip Hop Corner. They are a great follow to have as well. So he went number one on the Christian charts. And he also went number two on the overall hip hop charts the first week that it was released. And that's why one of the topics that I wanted to talk about today was indeed, has Lecrae flopped or has Lecrae fell off? And we're going to talk a little bit about that because I want to give details. I spoke about it on my YouTube video, but I also wanted to give details as well. So we're going to talk more hip hop stories and news. Dr. Dre ex-wife wants $2 million in spousal support, temporary spousal support. If you haven't been following the story, it's been crazy. Dr. Dre is worth billions, a few billion dollars, and him and his wife is getting divorced. I think they've been married over 20 plus years, and she wants $2 million. As the story loops up, we're going to see what that entails. And this story was brought to you by TMZ.com. So it says, wife wants $2 million a month in temporary support. So I'm going to read it straight from the horse's mouth. It says, Dr. Dre, wife is seeking a steady flow of serious cash for the music mogul as they head towards divorce. But our sources say she's not going to get it without a fight. She's not going to get it without a fight. So this is crazy right here. Nicole Young just filed legal docs asking for temporary spousal supports from Dre, and the amount are staggering, even for the uber wealthy. According to the docs, Nicole wants $1.9 million in temporary spousal supports. She wants an additional $5 million in lawyer fees, even though she just filed for divorce 2 months ago. I don't know how fast these things work, but I know in the state of South Carolina, you have to be separated from your spouse about a year, year and a half, I believe 2 years, in order for you to file for divorce. I've never filed for divorce, so I don't know the circumstances, but this is what she filed. The huge swing by Dre's estranged wife has all the makings of a contentious and bitter divorce battle, especially since they're already a raging prenup dispute. So they signed a prenup. I think they got married in the late 90s. Sources close to the couple tells TMZ nothing has really changed for the two since Nicole filed for divorce. She still lives in the Malibu house and has access to all the cars, personal chefs, and other luxuries. Goodness gracious. She has a personal chef. She has all these different luxuries. That's crazy. That's crazy. Let's keep going. I start to say Dre's going to push back, arguing Nicole doesn't need anywhere close to that amount since her lifestyle hasn't changed. Nicole, on the other hand, will argue she doesn't want to depend on Dre Bill paying the bills, thus the need for temporary support. I don't understand if you don't need Dr. Dre to support you, but you're still asking for support. Dr. Dre, whose net worth is estimated at $88 million, denies he ever tore up the prenup and says she signed it willingly and wants it enforced. Dre and Nicole wed on May 25th, 1996, and they have two adult children together, a son named Truth and a daughter named Truly. So at least they won't have to deal with child support. Man, that is crazy, man. So $2 million. I have no idea. That is crazy. So, man, even though you're rich and famous, you still go through things. So, man, that's a crazy story. Another news that we're going to go to, because these are hip-hop news, and we're going to get into our main topics. Tekashi 6ix9ine sold 55K his first week. That was according to DJ Academics. And a news report stated that his sales was actually 150, and then they went down to like 35K, and they're back up to 100. And no, they're back up to 55K. So it says Tekashi 6ix9ine is now expecting to sell 65 equivalent album units as new album Tattletales during its first week out. With each day, it seems like we're receiving conflicting information about Tekashi 6ix9ine album sales. The controversial rapper from Brooklyn has been quiet all week, but his best friend DJ Academic has been keeping the world updated on first week sales. At first, Tattletale was expected to move approximately 150,000 equivalent album sales. However, Billboard implemented new rules about bundling. The rapper dropped an entire 100,000 units. Goodness gracious. So if you don't know what bundling is, basically what it is that artists nowadays been selling digital albums with merchandise or ticket sales. So if you brought a ticket or if you brought a shirt, the album came with it, and that's how a lot of artists been racking up on them, not streaming sales, but they've been racking up on the album sales, which in all actuality, those album sales came because of bundling. So Tekashi 6ix9ine was bundling his newest project with merch, and Billboard did not count that. The latest numbers saw 6ix9ine clocking in anywhere between 40K and 50K sales for his first weeks out. But now AK, which is Academics, is updating these figures, announcing that they have been increased. Taken to Twitter, AK claims that his friend is now looking at around 65 equivalent units for his new album, which features Nicki Minaj and the blogger himself. Of course, DJ Academics is saying that the album's going to sell more because he's on it. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Tekashi 6ix9ine, so I don't want to get too much into that. So the last story was disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly was jumped in prison by another inmate. He was attacked in his bed because of COVID-19. Let's talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to get into our main topic of the day, man. Thank y'all for rocking with me so much. This R. Kelly alleged attack by a ticked off inmate. R. Kelly got a taste of jailhouse justice. A frustrated inmate went on the attack and jumped Kelly in his cell, TMZ learned. Federal law enforcement sources with direct knowledge tells us that incident recently went down inside of a Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago, where Kelly was sitting on his bed when another inmate walked in the cell and started punching the crap out of Kelly. Keynote, I wish that R. Kelly believed that he could fly during this incident. Little jokey joke, people. Let's keep going, man. Our sources says the inmate went on the attack because he was angry about the detention facility being placed on lockdown a couple of times, largely due to Kelly protests outside the jail. We're told the fight didn't last long, and it's unclear if another inmate or guard broke it up. Our surgeon says Kelly was examined by a doctor who determined the singer was okay. No broken bones or serious issues. So, a spokesman for the Federal Bureau of Prison tells TMZ it cannot comment on an individual inmate's condition or of confinement or medical status due to privacy and safety reasons. We also reached out to Kelly's attorney Steven Greenberg for a comment, but he declined to discuss the incident and says Kelly has been a model inmate. Back in 2019, when Kelly turned herself into Cook County Jail, the facility's 6,100 inmates had to sit tight whenever Kelly was on the move there. So the protest was because of COVID-19, and Kelly is wanted to get out because of the possibility of him contracting COVID-19, which is has the world in a pandemic this year. So inmates wasn't having that, and they was about to be about it. I've been listening to a lot of Master P, and his playlist has been on my mind. So let's get into the story, man. Let's get down to details. Let's go to the first segment. First segment, I want to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine real quick. What can we learn from Tekashi 6ix9ine? And the reason why I say what can we learn from him, because there's a lot of stories that you can take from this man's his rise to fame, his involvement with gang activities, which put him in jail, his then telling on cooperating. Let's not call it snitchy, but he cooperated with the defense, the prosecutors, not defense, the prosecutors, to give him a lighter sentences. For people who was riding for him, that was his muscle, so that he can do the shenanigans that he was doing. To end up then getting out in 2 years and coming back doing the same thing that you was doing before you got into jail. And not only doing the same thing you was doing when you get out of jail, but you go on Instagram Live, 2.5 million views, dropping videos, going to these hoods that people say that you can't go on, but because of your L ego, you're saying, look here, I can do what I want to do. So you go to these different hoods, right? And then you drop an album. You claim that you're this big artist that has ever been. To do that, then your first week sales go from 150K to 45K. So now you're selling around 55K with 29,000 album unit sales, which is 29,000 album sales, which is awesome. He has some support. But people, what are we looking at right now? We're looking at a person who fame is dwindling, and in order for him to continue to get the same reaction that he once got when he got out of jail, or when he was at his highest, when him and the Blood Gang was together, the Trey Nine Blood Gang was together, he has to up his antics. And if you, with that much attention on you, he had mad attention on him. Every time Tekashi 6ix9ine did something, for that first month or so that he was out of jail, blog sites, news reporters, hip hop, everybody reported on everything that he was doing. To the point where it was a slam dunk for him to do big numbers. Big numbers when his album dropped. He even, with his song Trolls, even had a number one hit, which I'm going to tell you why I don't think that was a true number one, but we're going to get into this for a second. So the question is Tekashi 6ix9ine, is he lit? As the words of people saying, is he somebody who is going to withstand the storm of fame, or is he going to crumble under pressure? I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. Is Tekashi 6ix9ine built for this life? I want to say that. Because fame is such an interesting drug. It is so interesting, to say the least, because we have to understand that when you seek fame, fame dwindles and fame is misleading. Because what you think you are famous for, or what you think people love you for, they don't necessarily love you. They just love the thing that you do. And if you stop doing that thing, they're on to the next person. So that's why when people want to be famous, that's why when people want to gather clout, they don't understand how this game works. And this game would spit out realness. So as I look at Tekashi 6ix9ine, I look at a few things. One, he cannot keep up the pace that he's doing right now. He's going to crash and burn, and it's going to happen sooner than later. Because this guy is literally traveling the world, or the United States, let's say the United States, with heavy security, which costs mad money. For one, so you gotta be an artist that sell. And I'm not talking about 55K. Anything under 100K for Tekashi 6ix9ine is a flop. For the exposure that he got, for the amount of clout that he was building, for the amount of social media followers and the streams that he was getting, for him to sell 55K, and I think that Billboard was being generous by allowing some of those bundles to be counted, because if they didn't allow that, he would be sitting at 35K right now, which is a major flop. That's number one. Number two, he had so much bot activity when his song Trolls dropped that he claimed that, oh, Trolls broke the record for the most amount of streams on YouTube, or views, excuse me, on YouTube in a day. Don't you know that YouTube said that, nah, actually 14 million of those streams were paid advertising. And no, and we can only imagine how many bots that was going through and spit and building up these plays. Because let's face it, music industry people pay for streams. So you had the number one song for 1 week. The next week, your song is number 32, which shows you that he didn't have no staying power at all. And then after that, it fell off. I think the next week it was number 52, I believe. And the following week, it was nowhere to be found. So here's the thing that you have to understand. Just because you have clout, it does not guarantee or translate into loyal listeners. It does not guarantee that people will care about the stuff that you release. And Eric Thomas says this, is the easiest thing is not to go to a nobody to somebody back to nobody, right? Because you was already a nobody. So what's the difference if you take some success but go back down to it? You're already used to being a nobody. The trick is being somebody and then going back to being a nobody. Because that somebody is like your total existence come from your identity. And this is why it's so important that we tie our identity not to ourselves but to Christ. And my thing is, this brother is young. This brother is seeing in front of his eyes that the public is moving on to something else. Everybody that I heard and listened to the album said it was trash. Now, music is subjective, don't get me wrong, but everybody was saying, like, this is straight hot fire, garbage. And the thing is, I'm afraid for this man's mental state, and not only his mental state, his spiritual state, because we don't understand the demons that this brother has to fight. He has to prove himself. When he celebrated that number one album, he wasn't celebrating for us. He was celebrating for himself. For himself. He was hyping himself up to be like, look what I did. Look at my album. Look what we have done. It's like, no, look what I've done. Those plaques, that success, it's vanity. Ecclesiastes says it's vanity. It's like the wind. We're nothing but a twinkle of the eye. We're here today, gone tomorrow. So my prayer is that this brother finds Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. And this brother understands that he has greater worth than trying to risk his life to sell only 55,000 units. My goal is to see in the space I'm in that we have a greater purpose, the greater purpose than to try to follow clout, to try to gain clout. So what can we learn about Tekashi 6ix9ine? A few things. One, clout isn't everything. Two, we have to have the ability to not attach our identities to what we do and to attach our identities to the one that created us. And three, the people are fickle. This is a microwave industry. You're hot 1 minute and you're not the next. So don't rely on clout. Don't rely on status. Rely on who you are. Have confidence in that and you would do just fine. So that was our first segment of the day. What we learned about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Again, this is brought to you by 44 Radio, music for the soul, and also chhnow.com. That is the latest and greatest in Christian hip hop news and media. And we were going to get into our second topic. Man, did Lecrae really flop? So I wanted to break this video down on my podcast because I truly wanted to have something where I had some time to dissect what I was going to say. So the Cruise Hip Hop Corner, as I reported earlier, reported that Lecrae sold 10,000 units album sales. And they posted a question. Did Lecrae flop? Their argument was simply because of the audience is moving on to somebody else that people are clearly not listening to Lecrae, which that's half true. Now, do I think that people are moving on from Lecrae in the Christian space? Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, the masses in the Christian hip hop market that supports the Christian hip hop market are supporting NF. NF are doing the numbers that Lecrae is doing. And imagine when Lecrae was doing the things that he would separate himself from being a Christian rapper because he feel like he's a Christian, but his music is not. Why then did the masses stop supporting him for speaking out against police brutality, against racism in the church? He lost a lot of people. That was right around the time when he did Anomaly and he was going to All Things Work Together. I believe All Things Work Together sold about 30, 40,000 units. And now he released Let the Trap Say Amen. He released a few. Did he release another project? I'm not 100% sure how many projects he released. But the man is a legacy artist. He's been around since 2003. His first album came out as Real Talk. No artist stays on top forever. So I agree with the Cruise Hip Hop Corner with that. But here's the thing that I kind of want to ask the audience who's watching this or who's listening to this. Is Lecrae a flop because of we're comparing him to mainstream numbers? Or is he a flop because we are comparing him to Christian hip hop? Now, I want you to set aside how you felt about the album. Because a lot of people on my YouTube page love the passion, but the album wasn't that good. I understand that. But Little Caesars is not that good. But Little Caesars sell millions and millions of dollars upon dollars in their Hot and Ready. You may think McDonald's is not good, but McDonald's, when you see that red and yellow golden arches, your kids is like, I'm hungry. So don't tell me that you didn't like the album. You didn't think the album was good. That has nothing to do with why an album don't sell. My question to you is simply, is 10K a flop from mainstream or Christian hip hop? Let's debunk the issue with Christian hip hop real quick before I go, because I only have a few more minutes left. artists in the Christian hip hop space do not post their sales numbers. The only thing that they post is their streaming numbers. And if you calculate their streaming numbers, it's nowhere close to what Lecrae is doing his first week. Somebody posted it on Twitter and said a lot of these THH artists are mad, but they're getting that within a year, 10K sales a year. I don't even think they're doing that. Because once their album reached a level of anticipation, after release, the anticipation goes down. A lot of people don't have a post-strategy or post-release strategy. They just have a pre-release strategy, and they're getting to first week. And once they have those first week's numbers, they kind of cease to exist in promoting that album, promoting that EP, promoting that mixtape. So if artists are not posting their numbers, then how can we say Lecrae is a flop in Christian rap when nobody is posting those numbers? Now, if we equate 10K to streaming, Lecrae has done millions and millions and millions of streams. If we equate his sales to streaming, who in the Christian hip hop space is doing millions and millions and millions and millions of streams other than NF? We're going to take him out. Don't worry, I'll wait. So, if the standard is Christian hip hop, Lecrae is still single-handedly outselling 99% of Christian hip hop right now. And Lecrae is MJ, 40 years old, playing for the Wizards. Now, let's say, hey, let's put him at hip hop. 10K is a flop. Okay, let's do that. 10K gave Lecrae the number one album in Christian top albums and also the number two album in the country in hip hop. 10K. Who, again, in hip hop is charting number two overall album within a week? Only a select few people are given that chance to even chart on the top rap albums. Lecrae has done that. Not only that, Lecrae is still an independent artist on the down turn of his career. And the artist and all that stuff that he's built gave him 10K. But let's not stop there. What if the album sells more and it builds up steam? He already has a gold plaque, which Anomaly is a gold album. He has a platinum plaques with singles, platinum, gold, and platinum singles. So they may have a pro strategy to continue to move these units. And when touring opens up, oh my goodness, we may see this album do some numbers. I'm not saying it's going to go gold. I'm not saying it's going to go platinum. But what I'm saying is that this is only first week. A lot of artists in our space, a lot of artists in general, focus so much on pre-release instead of post-release because we're in such a microwave industry that people are already talking about what's your next project. Once before you even hit the send button to your distributor to have your album on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon MP3, what have you. So, with 10K, which gives you number two album in the country, the rap charts, number 69 on the Hot 200 charts, 200 albums that released that week, or not released that week, out of 200 albums for that particular week, your album's number 69 overall. We don't know what his album did as far as independence. I didn't check those numbers. I would say 10K is pretty good for the artist in his standard and where he's in his career is at. We got to look at where his career is at. So I think that in Christian rap, we need to first sell 10K before we can go and disqualify Lecrae and be like, we ain't nobody listening to him no more. Well, who's listening? Who's listening to CHH besides us? Somebody else show me they can sell 10K, I would say Lecrae's a flop. So that has been the Lucky Murray Show. Sponsored again by CHHnow.com. That's the latest and greatest in Christian hip hop news and media, and also 44 Radio, music for the soul. Go to www.44radio.com. Listen to independent Christian hip hop and urban R&B 24/7. And look out, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Standard Time, is the Lucky Murray Show. And Fridays, we have the Review Fridays. So again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator. Please don't forget all three Lucky Murray. And thank you guys for tuning in to the Lucky Murray Show. It's on all digital platforms after Thursday. So check it out. The video will premiere on YouTube Friday. So you don't want to miss it. So I love you guys so much. If you watch from YouTube, thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see y'all next time, people. Go lucky, go lucky, go, go.